You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Open wide, it's mouth time
with Reductress.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Dakota, social media editor of Film for Dove.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about. Div is in a coma again.
Sad. We share some of our biggest confessions.
We share five clever catcall responses because that's our job now too, apparently.
And we take a moment to say thank you.
And we speak with one of the most iconic pop stars of the century, Noni. We're the editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and crumbs under the couch that are honestly still safe to eat.
That's how I get all my meals.
Okay, so I want to welcome our guest host, the social media editor at Reductress, Dakota.
Hi.
Dakota does amazing work with our Snapchat account and our InstaChat account and our Grindr chat account.
Actually, our Grindr got shut down.
What?
I know, dumb, right?
Oh my God, dumb.
Really dumb.
Wait, okay, so your name is Dakota. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, it's Dakota with a D.
Dakota with a D. Cool. So so everyone who's listening, you guys can't see this because it's a podcast, but like Div is like kind of taking a vacay.
Yeah, she's actually on a 600-day sensory deprivation retreat, which is like so good for her.
Yeah, it actually would be considered like just a voluntary coma.
But like, everybody needs a vacation.
Everybody needs a vacation. Exactly. She's technically trying to recuperate from accidentally attending a baby shower that she thought was code for a sex party.
What? Oh my God. That's so sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
I hope she's on Comer.
You hope she's what?
Comer. It's the social media platform for people in a coma.
Oh my God.
Share pictures, updates. It's amazing.
You do it from inside the coma?
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, Dakota, did you just started working for us, right?
No.
What?
No, I've been here for years, like ever since Reductress was born. I'm just always on Smedia. That's what I call social media.
Okay.
Smedia.
How old are you again?
I'm literally 20.
Cool. So like, okay, so when you're not at Reductress, like what do you like to do?
Well, mostly I'm just like plugged in. I'm on the chats. I'm on the pages. I'm on the blogs. I work 17 jobs.
17 jobs?
Yeah, I'm just always like tweeting, tooting, barking, hustling, you know.
And those are jobs?
Yeah, for like all the different websites and stuff.
Oh my gosh, what other websites do you work for?
Contentlover.com, contentlover.net, contentlover.edu, which is from my school that I went to.
You went to Content Lover University?
No, I went to Pratt, the Heidi and Spencer Pratt School for Social Media.
Heidi and Spencer are so good. I bet they were like, that's like the best professors to have.
Yeah, they were so amazing. I was so hashtag honored.
Wow. So like, what's one of your favorite parts about working for Reductress since you work for so many different websites?
I mean, to be honest, like, I kind of like Reductress the same as like all my other jobs. And it's like not that much different. It's cool to be here. You guys have like great snacks.
Honestly, never have had one, but thank you.
You've never had a snack?
No, I don't even know what one is exactly.
That's crazy. I eat snacks like all day long.
What? You're so like tiny though.
Yeah, I can just like eat whatever I want. You don't gain weight. I don't know.
Die, bitch. I'm literally kidding.
I can never die.
What?
What?
This week's episode theme is confessions. And a confession is a truth that you like just decided to tell. For example, I once had a ballet career.
What? Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Well, that's because I just confessed it to you.
Oh. Okay, well, then I have a confession too.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm Dakota with a D.
Well, you already like said that, so it's not really a confession.
Ugh, duh. Ugh, just still trying to figure out how to go analog.
Anyway, so we thought that the best way to honor our theme would just be to make a lot of confessions, no matter what branches of government are affected. So here's one. And I mean, like, I'm so brave for sharing these. I can't even believe it.
Oh, yeah.
You could actually, like, learn a lot from me, Dakota.
I can't wait to hear.
Okay, here's one. One time I left the house without earrings. Can you pick your jaw off the ground?
I'm shocked.
Yeah, you are shocked.
I, like, never wear earrings. I, like, don't need to wear them because my natural beauty is so astounding. That's what everybody says.
Well, like, me too. Like, I don't need to wear them, but, like, I do. But, like, one time I didn't, and everyone was like, are you okay? And I was like, actually, I'm not.
That's crazy, I guess.
Okay, you do one.
Okay, well, I guess this one is also sort of beauty related. One time I accidentally ate my Apple earbuds and I had to get my stomach pumped. I thought they were food.
Yeah, I mean, that, like, that explains why you would do that, I guess.
It was crazy. They took an x-ray and there's a lot of other stuff in there too.
What else?
Like another set of earbuds. But I didn't need my stomach pumped when I ate those, I guess. I thought they were Tic Tacs.
What about the cord?
I ate the cord as well.
Right, but like when you were eating the cord, did you also think it was a Tic Tac?
I thought it was a spaghetti.
Okay, sure, yeah. Okay, I have another confession.
Okay.
One time, I forgot the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh my God.
I just forgot
it. You did not.
I did.
That's crazy.
I know.
But don't you wake up and say it every morning?
Well, not anymore because I'm not in school. But like this was at a point in my life where I was saying it any morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy that I even told that right now because you know I love America.
I know. You're obsessed with America.
Well, yeah, kind of.
America Ferrera.
No, just like America, the country.
Oh.
Do you like America Ferrera?
I think she's really making a comeback.
Cool. What's your next confession?
Okay, well, one time I subtweeted Michelle Obama and she figured it out and then I had to apologize.
What'd you say?
It was so embarrassing. I said, some people don't know how to text back. She knew it was about her right away.
Had you been texting Michelle Obama?
I've been texting her like once or twice an hour for like all of Obama's first 4 years in office. It was crazy.
Wow.
They put me in a room and I was there for like 4 or 5 weeks. They asked me a ton of questions and then they decided that I wasn't a threat. Anyway, she should have texted me back.
Sometimes I'm worried that I'm going to die.
From your massage?
After sometime.
Oh, I get that too.
Cool.
Sometimes I'm like, it's crazy that someday I'm going to die.
Wow. I thought you said earlier you're immortal.
What?
Okay. And here's my last one.
Okay.
Okay. One time I saw a mouse. It was so embarrassing. Oh my God, I can't believe I just saw that. Yeah.
I cannot believe.
I saw it and I was like, one day this is going to be a confession.
Was it inside or outside?
I literally can't remember. Oh, probably both.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was also like kind of scary because I'm like itty bitty.
One time I accidentally ate a mouse.
What?
What?
You accidentally ate a mouse?
I accidentally swallowed a mouse.
What? Well, how?
I thought it was a linguine.
You thought the mouse was a linguine?
Mm-hmm. I love pasta. I eat so much pasta.
You do?
All how? The time, like 3 meals a day. Give me some pasta, girl, and I'm happy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's like actually a really good catchphrase.
Yeah.
Do you have a last confession besides the one that you accidentally just told where you ate a mouse?
Yeah. One time I put purple lipstick on and then I wiped it off.
Whoa.
Yeah. I put it on and then I was like, nah.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I think it's good every once in a while to like take a little risk and then just be like, this is too much. I have to undo what I've done.
Like, I love to be crazy and just like be really random because like people love that about me, like how random I am. But like, sometimes I just like to take a risk in private.
I love that. I think that's really brave.
Mm-hmm.
You're really wise for your age. I don't know if people have told you that.
Oh my God, thank you.
You're welcome.
I used to write for risk.com. like a website.
Like taking a risk.
Yeah, you just, oh no, the board game.
Cool. Okay, Dakota, what's your last confesh?
Okay, so one time when I was writing podcast recaps for contentlover.com, I didn't have time to listen to the podcast, so I just like pasted the iTunes description and threw in a bunch of spaces and exclamation points, and honestly, they loved it.
They loved it?
They loved it. Everybody loved it. I got a promotion.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're like a mastermind.
Thank you.
Okay, now it's time for our next segment.
It's our most digital segment.
It's
the mouthwash, where we cut up the week's hottest headlines.
And then we feed them to our sons. Eat up, little boys.
This week's title is 5 Clever Catcall Responses, because that's our job too now, apparently, by Janie Stoller.
OMG. It's like, I mean, don't we have enough jobs already besides the no jobs I have because I have a savings account?
I don't know. Like, I love being clever, personally. I'm like, hey, are you on Snapchat?
That's your clever response to catcalling?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Like, well, I just think it's like really exhausting being a woman because I have to like pay so many people to do all the extra jobs that I'm expected to do, like cleaning my apartment, fluffing my horses, mm-hmm. fluffing Chap.
Chap has a fluffer.
I just don't like foreplay. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I get it.
Sorry. Okay. Have you ever had a catcall retort that is just like so smart? Like the Pulitzer was given to you.
Oh yeah, like all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like so clever all the time.
Yeah. Once I said, no way, Jose, because that was the name on his name tag. But like, I can't believe I had to go there, you know?
Totally. One time I was like, hi.
Wow. Okay. One time I was like, go drive a bus, because the guy who was catcalling me was a bus driver.
Oh my God, you did not.
I did. I said, go drive a bus, okay?
Oh my God, and did he?
Well, he was already doing it, so he just kept
doing
it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But he didn't like get off the bus, so that felt like a victory to me.
Yeah. Well, one time this guy catcalled me and I was like, hi.
One time I was like, no, I am not an angel, but thank you for asking. And then I flew away.
Oh my God. One time I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. So you get it. Like, it's like so unfair that we have to do this.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, men don't have to think of clever retorts for anything. They don't have to like think about it for catcalling because they just don't even get catcalled.
I don't know. I feel like I'm mostly only capable of being clever in like a group text. And when I'm in person, I just like totally freak out, you know?
You should work on that.
Okay.
Anyway, that was the mouthwash. This next segment is called Thank You. And this is a segment where we talk about who we want to say thank you to. Dakota, what are you thinking?
Well, I just want to say a huge thank you to Kylie Jenner for the new Kylie Jenner butt kit she put out. I was able to exfoliate and contour my butt in literal minutes before a date I was going to go on, but then canceled at the last minute because I wanted to make popcorn.
You canceled a date because you wanted to make popcorn?
Yeah, I was like hungry, but not a lot hungry.
That makes sense. Yeah. I'm just sorry. This is just the first time you've literally described eating something that was an actual food.
I like wasn't that hungry, and I knew that like I was probably going to have like a big bowl of pasta later.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You do love pasta. Mm-hmm.
But I wanted like a snack. I usually eat a snack before my pasta. That's why I accidentally ate those earbuds.
I like hate you and I want to be you.
That's so
I'm literally
sweet.
I'm just kidding. It's not true.
You're so funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm like pretty. You have to choose.
Quinn, who do you want to say thank you to?
Oh, great question. I'm giving thanks to Fendi, who came out with this tiny purse that I actually can't fit inside. Most purses I can just curl up inside, which is great if I'm hungover at work from sniffing someone's cocktail or something the night before, which is basically all it takes. But sometimes you just like want a purse that you can't fit inside. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Like sometimes you're just like, I don't want to fit inside this purse. I feel like I'm not explaining it right. Like sometimes you look at a purse and you're like, I can fit in that. And you look at another purse and you're like, I can fit in that. And you're like, I'm not in the mood for these purses. But then you look at another purse and this is the rare purse and you're like, it's too small. And that's what makes it a good purse.
Totally. All of my purses are like so big.
I'm actually, well, okay. But I'm actually talking about like how big purses are like fine, but small purses are better because you can't fit inside them. I just feel like you maybe don't understand what I'm saying.
Well, what I'm saying is like, I love like a really big purse because like you can fill it with like snacks, gum, goop, just anything that a girl needs.
Well, for anyone who like does understand even a little bit of what I'm talking about, Fendi made a micro mini pinky tote and it's meant to hang off of your pinky while you sip tea. But obviously I have to wear it on my shoulder because it's just like still a little bit too big, or I have Chab carry it because it will literally crush me.
That's so cute. Honestly, I'm like super thankful for you, Quinn.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that was
Thank You.
Okay, so you guys have done an amazing job at understanding the concept of Patreon.
It's a place where you can pledge a few bucks to support our amazing podcast.
So we just want to give a shout out to Caitlin and Luke.
They are our super patrons who are patronizing the fuck out of us.
For just a few bucks a month, we will send you things like this. Outtakes.
Wow.
Videos.
Oh my God.
Bonus content.
I mean,
to our patrons, and I don't know, maybe even a lock of my hair. I don't know. I don't know.
A lock of my hair, maybe.
Yep, I don't know.
Maybe they'll want a lock of my hair.
Well, maybe they will or maybe they won't. I don't know.
I bet they're going to want a lock of my hair.
Cool.
If you pledge $50 a month, we'll read your horoscope on an episode of the show and send you a free reductress tote.
Because we're like NPR, but dumb.
Yeah, like dumber. And also, we're full of totes.
So check us out on patreon.com/reductress and make a pledge today.
If everyone pledged a dollar, we'd have $8 billion.
That's something to strive for, and we're really grateful for it. We're really grateful for your money.
Trust us. We'll thank you super good.
Yeah, but only if you ask nicely.
You have to ask nicely.
Okay, so we are about to play an interview that Div and I did last week before she abruptly went on a sensory depth retreat without giving me or Reductress any notice. Mm-hmm. We are pretty sure she is alive, but we like literally actually can't know for sure.
That is so Div.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, we had to send one of the sex interns out to Utah just to be like, can you just figure out like where she is, or can you find her body, or like what happened to her? And eventually he discovered that she'd use her Reductress credit card to pay for the 600-day retreat that she signed up for under the name Maharishi fucking Cool.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is a beautiful name.
It's a beautiful name.
Anyway, it's so Div. Anyway, so before all that happened, we did the super fun interview with pop star Noni. And like, I might cry when I listen to it just because I miss Div. But I know she'll be back at some point, like approximately after 600 days, but maybe less.
Her skin's going to look so good.
Totally.
Really wet.
Anyway, Div, if you can hear us, we miss you. And if you can't hear us, because that's literally the whole point of having your senses deprived of you. I don't know. Just keep on swimming, girl.
Okay, we are really excited to have our guest on today. An icon of the early 80s and 90s, this star is now having the second comeback of his career. Please welcome Noni.
Welcome, Noni.
Hi. Hi, thank you for having me.
Noni, your album was the first one I ever shoplifted and got away with it.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. I hope that it wasn't because of my actions in my own life that you know, made you want to rob.
Oh, no, I'm just grabby.
I understand.
Yeah,
I understand because I'm a grabby person.
I'm just saying, I just love your music. Like, it really shaped who I am and who I'm not.
Thank you so much. Of course, my first album is called All You Can Eat. It was a concept album where I played a very rich person who walks into an all-you-can buffet and says, I'll take it. And the album is, of course, every track is devoted to a certain situation that person finds themselves in.
Yeah.
Because the physical, monetary, and emotional challenges that come with, you know, buying an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, and yeah. You, like, your album was actually, this is true, mm-hmm. piece of music history, the first album wherein the inter-song skits are longer than any of the musical content, and by a lot.
Right.
There's a lot of talking, mostly scenes.
A lot of talking.
No singing on the album. A lot of talking about, you know, how I feel, and also eating.
Yeah.
And you have a very unique career, because mm-hmm. you were huge in the early 80s. You yes. disappeared.
Yeah.
Huge in the early 90s. You disappeared.
Yeah.
And now you're back. So we do have to ask for the second time, where's Noni been?
Well, the answer is I've been in San Antonio.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's that just the whole time.
You know what? This is not, I should first say where I disappeared to the first time. And it was the early 80s, and I was, of course, huge. You might know me from movies such as Detention,
uh-huh.
where I played the jock. This was like a teen comedy.
Oh, now my God. Like, you don't have to explain. Everybody knows Detention.
Not everyone.
You were part of the Mouse Group.
Yes. I was part of the Mouse Group with, you know, Jessica Simpson, everyone who was like a little bit shittier mm-hmm. than the Mickey Mouse Club people. We were all in the Mouse Group.
Yeah, the second string.
Yeah. Yeah, it was me, Jessica Simpson, Lance Bass, and Sally Jesse Raphael.
And it was great because the Mouse Group in the 80s, that mm-hmm. was sort of like Brat Pack.
Yes,
and
it
then
was.
But then that transferred beautifully to the 90s.
Yeah, absolutely. And they kind of, you know, they went on. They took the mantle.
Right. Well, wait, let's back up a little bit. Okay, right. So people are dying for you. Your songs are at bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, b'nai mitzvahs, everywhere. Where have you been? What have you been doing in San Antonio?
Well, I've been getting to know myself again. Because, you know, what comes with fame, I don't know if everyone knows this, but what comes with fame is you pay a price.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah. That's something that I don't know if everyone knows.
Now, what was the price that you think you paid?
My privacy was done. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything illegal and get away with it. I wasn't like you. You know what? Like you could, you were stealing things listening to my album. You got away with it.
I did.
You know, I didn't get away with, you know, going to SeaWorld and stealing stuffed animals. I didn't get away with trying to free the whales. That's why I was put in prison in 87.
Right.
Yeah.
Trying to free the whales. And then, of course, I did my 18 months and I got out. And I, you know, reassumed my acting career. And it was really difficult.
Right, because of your ankle monitor.
Because of my ankle monitor.
It had to be written into every story.
It had to be written into every script. And I actually did a scene. I was supposed to be in Splash. I was supposed to be Daryl Hannah.
Oh, the mermaid movie?
Yeah, I was supposed to be. It originally was me and Tom Hanks. And they put me in the water and I sank right to the bottom.
No, because of your ankle.
Yeah, and I actually died. And then they
revived you.
They revived me. Tom Hanks himself revived me. I love Tom.
Wow.
So you guys know Tom?
No.
Yeah. He actually also once resuscitated me.
Did he?
Yeah.
What had happened to you?
Oh, it's a whole thing. I killed myself in front of him to impress him.
Yeah. And he has a way of with, he's a magic, he's, not just on screen, but in person. He can bring you right
he's
back to life.
He's extremely good at CPR.
Absolutely. And CPR is a skill that we should all know. I just want to say that.
Disagree.
Okay. So this is all stuff we know, though. We know that you went to prison for 18 months for trying to steal orcas, dolphins, and not seals,
mm-hmm.
and that you came back and started acting again, reestablished yourself, sort of a Mark Wahlberg thing.
Right.
But so in San Antonio, when you say discovering yourself, what is that? Like yoga or meditation? Like, what is it? We want to know where you were.
All right. Where have you been?
Where has Noni been? Where?
I just want to say it's been a journey to even get here. So I don't want to be screamed
from
at.
From where? What because did both... you take?
All right. So as some of you know, there is a SeaWorld in San Antonio.
I did not know that.
Yeah, actually, did you know? This is a fact. Last year, the attendance figures for SeaWorld San Antonio, no people went.
That's,
zero people.
That's impossible. There's no way.
And especially with a celebrity like myself there.
Why were you there?
I am a whale now. I'm a whale now. I've always been a whale.
Oh, you've always been
no,
a whale.
No, I've always been a whale.
A whale of a talent.
No.
Yes.
I'm a whale as that's what
is
I
this
am.
Like, is this a trans analogy? Because we support trans people and their identity.
I support them as well. This is not that kind of analogy. I'm just saying when I was there in the late 80s trying to free the whales, what I realized about myself was I wasn't trying to free them. I was trying to be with them because I'm a whale.
When so are you saying, is that sort of like a Texas accent? You're saying like, I'm whale.
Whale. I'm doing whale.
No.
I was doing bad. And
I want
I'm
to be a whale.
It's not like a whale, here we go type thing. It's not an accent.
But speaking of, I do whale, I'm, here we go.
Absolutely. I mean, here we go into a new me. And I am trying to, speaking of accents, I am trying to speak whale. I'm trying to pick it up. The only word that whale says is boop, boop, boop.
So why did you decide to come here today with, you know, if you should be in a tank?
Well, first of all, I do want to say thank you for this little pool that you brought
in.
We
had no idea why you needed it.
Yeah, I mean, we usually have a couple kiddie pools in the office, either filled with water or what have you, but...
The funny thing is, in my rider, I just said, can I please have water? And you gave me a kiddie pool full of water. Well, you didn't... Usually when I...
We ran out of cups.
Yeah.
We ran out.
Sue us. We ran out of cups.
Honestly, please don't
sue
us, though.
Sue us.
Please don't, though.
We can handle it.
Please don't. We cannot. Financially speaking, we cannot handle it if you sue us. We can't have another lawsuit.
Well, we ran out of cups.
We have terrible lawyers.
I'm doing fine financially.
That's so good.
That's so good.
Because I have moved to Orlando now, where I perform.
Music or whales?
No, I perform in the...
Sort of like how like the Dixie Chicks or like Michael Bolton will perform at SeaWorld? Or...
No, this is not performance as a human. This is performance as a whale.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that everyone understands. I perform in the whale shows.
Okay.
Alongside Glora.
Okay.
Gina.
Okay.
Sheena.
Oh.
And Tillicum.
Well,
is Tillicum still performing, the murdering whale?
Tillicum just flops onto the stage and then flaps back in a tank. It's just it's just so they can use him so they can give him exercise.
Okay, so
the diet that they have Tillicum on is crazy. In SeaWorld, they treat the male whales like they treat actresses in real life. They poorly. Have them on diets poorly.
Okay. So are you the same Noni off stage as you are on stage these days?
Absolutely. I am not, because I would say my whale performance persona is more flirty, and when I'm just being a whale in the tank, like not performing, I'm really just reading, and I really keep to myself.
Is that underwater or?
Well, yeah, I try to stay towards the bottom of the water because whales can we go deep into the water, and I like to read. I like to read all the advertisements that line the tank on the bottom.
There are advertisements on the bottom.
Well, it's SeaWorld, so it's a theme park. So, you know, they have sponsors like Pepsi and stuff like that.
Wow.
Wow, that's really impressive.
So you're a whale. I'm going to table that sort of shock for a little bit. What has it been like performing as a whale as opposed to when you were performing as a pop star and as an
actor?
First
of all, so much better. Because the things I was getting offered as an actress later on in my career were ridiculous. I was offered 127 hours of
James Franco movie.
This was when the script was different. It was when the script was different.
What was the script?
The script was, it was 127 hours, but it was me pregnant on the subway. It was a woman who was pregnant on the subway, and she has to
be there for
127 hours.
Yeah.
She starts to give birth, and then she rips her arm out of a rock.
I understand why they changed
it. Yeah. Just because it was easier to film outside, I think, because lighting is, you know, it's hard. But people need to use those subways, and, you know, you can't make a subway on a set.
Right. That's what they always say.
Yeah. You really can't. People know what the subway looks like, and so if you were to make it on a set.
Yeah, they'd say bullshit.
And then
But they can make a rock.
They can make a rock. Especially, you get as many rocks outside.
Rock.
I was offered Changeling. You know, the
Angelina Jolie film?
Yes. It was different when I got offered it.
How so?
It was called For the 100th Time. That's Not My Daughter. It's about a woman.
Seems like the same plot, though.
Well.
But, like, very funny.
It was really funny. It was about a woman who loses her kid in the 20s. And she gets a cop to go look for her kid. And he shows her 100 girls. And she keeps saying, that's not my daughter. And so the 100th time, she says, for the 100th time, that's not my daughter.
Yeah.
And I passed on that. I just didn't think it was realistic. There was a really graphic sex scene in it.
Oh, yeah? It wasn't realistic?
No, I just didn't think it was realistic to see a woman, you know.
What was she doing?
She was split in half. What? And yeah, it was crazy.
Sounds like a murder.
This was when it was a science fiction thing. So Changeling, you understand, they kept the title, but they changed it into this kind of like 1920s drama with Angelina Jolie.
Sure.
But my character in the original script changels into two halves of a person, and it's a whole sex scene, and there was some,
you know. Weird.
So I've got a question for you.
And also, I was offered Zero Dark Thirty, and I thought it was propaganda. I just didn't want to. I just thought it was pop propaganda.
Yeah,
that's
it
fair.
It kind of is, though.
That's the first thing you've said that I've been like, honestly, same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I was just, that was when I realized I was a whale. And I was like,
not for you.
No, this is not for me. This is for Jessica Chastain.
How?
It's a human
actress. How has your hair changed through your stages of your career?
I have no hair now.
I noticed.
Well, no hair in terms of human. I have tiny hairs on my body all over. I am a mammal. Whales are mammals, and the thing that's different about me now is, you know, I was really noted in detention for my red hair.
You were.
And then, of course, in the early 90s, I had jet black hair because I was doing more goth.
Right. Things. Yeah, very goth, very grunge.
Yeah. And then now I have small, tiny hairs that can keep me warm, and I've gained a lot of weight. I've gained 250 pounds.
And can I just say,
yeah,
I love this you more. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think you wear it so well. And I think you're one of those women that, like, you look better when you're the size and shape of a whale.
Thank you.
I mean that.
Thank you. What do you think of what I've done with my skin?
I'm
black and white now, amazing. Like an orca. Both.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I'm getting a lot of heat for it.
I will say that.
Well, it doesn't look like it. It looks like paint in a bad way. Does that make sense?
It is paint in a bad way. So that's fair.
So you were briefly engaged to Ted Danson in the early 90s. What's he like?
He's verbally abusive. And it ended really badly.
Okay, oh my God. Well, what kind of things would he say to you?
He would say, you're not a whale. He would say, you're never going to be big enough. You're never going to be black and white. You couldn't leap out of the ocean. He would take me to the water. And this is when,
like, on vacation.
He would take me to the water on vacation. We would go to St. Martin for 6 months in the winter every year.
That's a long winter.
Really. When you make a lot of money, you can afford a vacation. So basically, it was a really, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
It was a weak moment for me because I had my bracelet, my ankle bracelet. And he knew that I would sink. And he pushed me in the water and said, see, luckily Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson
were there.
We're also in St. Martin. They do 8 months.
Oh my God.
Seems
and he was there to resuscitate me.
Now, this is all so interesting. And we don't want you to go. So we were hoping.
I'm not going to go because I would need a truck to come get me.
Yeah, no, we saw the movie.
We were hoping in the meantime you would play a game with us.
And it is called Poopy or Puppy.
Are we referring to a dog breed or a type of shit you could take?
You know, can I say whales when they're small are called pups?
That's fun.
Yeah,
that's fun.
So I'm referring to a puppy or a poop that I would take.
We're going to give you words and you're going to tell us if it's a puppy or a poop.
Okay, first one.
Okay.
Porgy.
Is that a puppy
with an
or
I
a
at the
poop?
End?
This is a, well, first of all, Porgies is a movie. I auditioned for Kim Cattrall's role in this. She slept with a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't doing that. First of all, this is it's a puppy.
Right. Yeah. It's half Pomeranian, half Corgi.
I couldn't
all
stop.
Woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the next one. Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu, I'll tell you something, is, you know, what you have here in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't liberate their animals. The cages are super small. So I'm going to say poop.
It's a poop that's been kept in your body for years. And then you finally release it into the wild. It's a shit zoo.
Yeah. Of course.
And like they don't survive.
Yeah. I don't stand by any zoo that doesn't let the animals perform. Because the animals want to perform.
And when you say let.
A lot of them have artistic instincts that are not being... They're not thriving.
Some people would say make them perform, but you say let them perform.
I say let them. I think there's a lot of actresses out there in cages. And I just mean that metaphorically and literally.
Side note, which zoo animals do you think would really perform well?
I think the cranes.
The bird, the large
would
bird.
Would dance
bird,
beautifully. Yeah. I think when you watch them, the cranes, they are synchronized dancers. They're kept in cages. You know, the gorillas.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. They want to sing. Singers. I think that the butterflies.
What kind of show would the butterflies do?
Comedy.
Okay.
I think
next one. Butt goal.
Butt goal.
Butt goal. I'm gonna say this is a puppy that's a mixed breed. Like a no?
It's a poop.
It's a poop. It's where you wake up super hungover and you have a bagel, and then like 11 hours later, it's like a little bit of poop.
And you're like, oh, that's a butt goal.
And you're like, I deserve this. I haven't had refuge in days.
Absolutely.
Okay, two more.
Okay.
Woberman.
Woberman. I'm going to say this is like a Doberman that's like an incest dog, so it's a little wobbly.
That's correct.
That's
correct. Yeah, where you say whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, like a whoa right. with that Wilberman, Doberman.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Boston Terror.
This is when you go to Boston and you have too many Boston creams and you take a poop.
That's so... Yes! Oh my God.
Is that literally it?
Honestly, yeah. Noni, I have to say, I've always heard that whales are smart.
And talented.
But I didn't realize.
We didn't know.
You're so smart.
I'm intuitive is what it is.
And you're using language to communicate with us.
Ugh. Can I announce my new play that I'm going to be in?
Yes, please do.
Well, actually, hold on one second because we just have the exact segment for this, which is called Spill It. And this is where we just say what we've got going on in our lives. So why don't you go first? Tell me about your play.
I'm taking a break from SeaWorld Orlando just for a short time.
Okay.
I'm doing 4-week engagement. I'm doing a new Neil LaBute play.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called Burnt Toast. And I play a woman who accidentally burns a piece of toast and her husband calls her the C word. And then over the course of the play, she realizes that she is one. It's very Neil LaBute. And he wins a Nobel Prize.
In the play.
At the end for calling her the C word.
The man wins a Nobel Prize.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And it's really dark.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you have going on? Like maybe you're a fan of some sort of alt comedy show?
I would say that there's a Twitter I like.
Oh, yeah?
There's a Twitter called Donald J. Gay Trump.
Oh.
And he, as I understand, I don't really pay attention to
sure,
any of it.
Sure, because you're a whale.
But he's like a presidential candidate and is like...
It's like a bit...
It could be a bit Twitter.
It's a bit Twitter?
Yeah, this is what I hear.
A bitter.
I peek my head over the ocean and see what the Orlando tourists are saying.
Amazing.
What are you plugging, Div?
Well, I'll be out in Montauk asking some honest, hardworking fishermen what their problem is. Like, it's 2016... Put down your boats.
Yep.
What about you, Quinn?
I'm going to be curling up in a cocoon and emerging as a butterfly that's beautiful yet so fragile. Come see me.
Beautiful.
Don't discourage the fishermen, though, because they catch, you know, performers.
That interview was so good. I wish I was there, but I wasn't.
It's okay. You're going to be here for some interviews pretty soon.
I can't wait. I love to interview.
Well, we'll see. Anyway, that's it for Mouth Time. Tune in next week where we turn our bodies into recycling bins. Bedazzled.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Knoll, Sarah Papalardo, Nicole Silverberg, Anna Dresden, Rachel Nitsky, and Jasmine Pierce. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Matt Rogers. Check out Reductress.com for more and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
Let's tell listeners about our podcast, A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Yes, we came up with the idea for a podcast where it was going to be a dinner party style conversation on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. All of our rapper friends were going to come over, but then the press release went out and it said that it was going to be a dinner party. And we were like, oh no, we have to cook for all these rappers.
And so we have. We've had people like Jadakiss and Mac Miller and Migos. They're all here to tell stories and they end up being fed, which is great.
Yeah, a little surprise.
Check us out, A Waste of Time with It's the Real, with new episodes every Tuesday.
Yes, download, rate, and subscribe on iTunes or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/It's the Real. We out ya.